Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's already been a tough job market, and now, with uncertainty surrounding the government shutdown, job seekers face even more challenges. Joining us to discuss is Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern, based in Chicago. Rick, thank you for joining us today. And this job market is unique from other from times in which the economy is actually in recession, in that people aren't firing, but at the same time, businesses aren't hiring either. And now even more people are caught up in this holding pattern.
That's a really good point. I can tell you, having been in this business for almost 40 years, we tend to get preoccupied by the external environment, which has almost nothing to do with any of us as an individual. And what I mean by that is, we've talked about this before. I would say at the end of the year, Thanksgiving to Christmas or New Year's, I would often tell my clients, this is the best time to be in the market because everyone's on a calendar fiscal year, or most are. And they're going to make their changes or make decisions about who's leaving and who we need to hire in that last quarter. And they're actually going to be around. They're not traveling to different markets or different countries. And that's what's going on right now. The public market that everybody looks at and uses to measure jobs is all about how many ads or how many postings or what is on Indeed or what's on LinkedIn. And the reality is that's not the way 80% of the people in the U.S. don't get jobs that way. So now you have that part of the market, which makes you nervous because it doesn't look like there's anything out there. You also have the news saying, us included, that there's nobody's hiring. But the reality is they are still hiring. They're just not doing it publicly, and they're not doing it en masse. They're doing it one at a time based on need, which goes back to the basics of what we've always talked about, which is who do you know, who can you get in front of that might need someone like you, regardless of whether they actually have that need until they meet you. And it's the just good old, bootstrap, hard work networking, and knowing that this time, when everybody's worried, your competition goes down because a lot of people just go to ground and don't try.
Now, it seems like there are two types of job seekers out there. There are the people who are in a job, they're looking for a different job. Then, of course, there are people who don't have a job and they're looking for full-time employment. And that could be the case for hundreds or thousands of federal workers who may be riffed as a result of the government shutdown. Now, if you are out of work, in a way, you're liberated in your job search because you can actually say, look, I can devote every minute of every day to finding a new job, as opposed to someone who's currently employed who has to be a little more circumspect about their job search.
Right. So let's just take the government employment part. There are certainly in government employment, there are certain places that you're not allowed to work because they may be confidentiality issues. If you have some sort of secured responsibilities, whether it's cybersecurity, et cetera. In the general healthcare environment, there's probably not much that you are restricted from by the government. And I think the other thing about it is, given the fact that the government's in contraction, they don't have the man hours or the time or the interest to try to figure out who's looking and who isn't. It's not like this is a robust, booming company where we really need you, Rob, to stay and be the director of whatever. This is an organization that's very typically heavily bureaucratic, and where they're worried about themselves. Without naming names, I can tell you I have friends in government healthcare who are secure, but who are hearing from their two levels up from them, hey, have you heard anything? So no one's going to be looking. You're looking for trouble that probably doesn't exist if you're in a government job looking. You're right. When you're working, it's hard to look. But when you're not working, it's hard to rationalize why you're available. So they both have positives and negatives.
Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern in Chicago, thank you for joining us today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.